Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Aserak, the undead wizard, here to interview a two-headed ogre. But first this week, we are sponsored by Monster Supply and Feed Co. Are the monsters in your lair hungry? Maybe not enough adventurers have come through the pipeline lately for them to eat. Or maybe they're close to the end of your maze, and adventurers are unlikely to get that far. Or maybe they're just tired of eating humanoids over and over again, and are starting to get picky. For the care and feeding of the monsters in your lair, look no further than Monster Supply and Feed Co. Last time, my co-host Baba Lysaga interviewed two Harpy sisters. This inspired me to reach out to a favorite duo of mine. Please welcome Grunk and Lunk, the two-headed ogre.
Thanks for having us. What a great introduction. Don't you think so, Lunk?
Well, he introduced us as Grunk and Lunk, but I prefer Lunk and Grunk most of the time.
There you go again.
Gentlemen, no need to quabble. I can redo the introduction, and we'll just cut this part out from the show.
Well, please do.
No, that won't be.
Please welcome to the show, Lunk and Grunk.
Oh, what a fantastic introduction. Thank you for redoing it.
I think that was really unnecessary. You had it great the first time.
Well, opinions differ.
I'd really like it if it could include the first introduction into the show.
Yeah, but his voice was better on the second introduction. Don't you think, Lunk and Grunk, the mighty duo?
That's the problem. Grunk and Lunk flows so much better than Lunk and Grunk.
Well, not to me.
Well, who asked you anyway?
Why don't I just flip a coin to see who I introduce first? Would that be better?
Then you'd be leaving it to chance.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Well, I can't use any of this discussion. At this rate, we won't have enough content to air the show.
Oh, we're sorry about that.
Sorry.
I don't understand why you haven't figured this out by now. Do you two have this argument every time somebody introduces you?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Then how do you two get anything done?
We don't!
Yeah, we mostly just sit around and argue.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I can use the content, if this is just how you two are all the time.
We still haven't settled on which introduction you're going to use.
Yeah, are you going to go with the really excellent first take, or the miserable, hackneyed, artificial second take?
I think neither. Do you two have a name for your duo?
Our duo?
I mean like the two of you together. Just like some musical groups have names for their band, you two might have a name that includes both of you, collectively.
Huh. I never thought of that.
I'm here to help.
Well, now we have to think of a name. What about...
This is hard.
What about Glunk as a name?
I love it!
Something doesn't sit right with it for me.
Oh, come on, Lunk. What, would you rather it be Lagunk?
I mean, yeah, actually, that's a good idea. The L should come first. Like in my name, Lunk.
But that sounds awful. The G should come first, just like in my name, Grunk.
Look. Let me try something really quickly here. Please welcome to the show, Glunk.
Brilliant. Nailed it.
Hey, I actually don't mind that.
Okay, then that is the name for the two of you collectively. Glunk.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Or the back of the throat.
So, Glunk, what do you two argue about with yourself?
Oh, often we have disagreements about who controls our legs.
I want to control our legs. You can have the arms.
But the arms are useless if I can't walk to where I want to go.
What happens if both of you try to control the legs?
Steam comes right out of our ears.
Yeah, nothing useful happens. So we have to come to an agreement.
And I guess this occupies most of your time, coming to agreements.
Sure. How did you know?
Just a guess.
Yeah, actually, that agreement we came to about our collective name, that was the first time I can remember us ever agreeing to anything.
Well, yeah. Glunk. How could we disagree with that?
Oh, I'm glad I could contribute something to your shared existence.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, both of us do. Wait, that means we agree on something else.
Two agreements in one day?
Nothing can stop us now.
You mean we can get off our butts and attack Bryn Shander?
No. We have to go after Targos first.
Bryn Shander!
Targos!
What if you split the day attacking both? Targos in the morning, Bryn Shander in the evening.
Well, I like that idea.
No, we have to go to Targos first.
What difference does it really make?
Targos has the best loot. And if we raid Bryn Shandler, Targos will be on alert. And we won't get the best loot.
No, dummy. Bryn Shander has the best loot. Have you seen the fine furs they have on display? Oh, why, we could curl up into them on so many cold nights on Icewind Dale.
But Targos has more gold! With gold we could buy furs or anything else we wanted!
What the hell sort of merchant is going to sell anything to the two of us?
I will.
What?
I will. Just to end this argument. I'll have my agents obtain the furs and Bryn Shander. Then when you raid Targos, you can take the gold to my agents. We'll sell you the furs.
What?
Wow.
There. That's three agreements I've brokered between the two of you.
Wow.
That's really great. Acerak, are you looking for some muscle? Maybe we should work for you.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time we were this productive.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate the offer, but frankly, this has been exhausting.
Aww.
This always happens. We meet someone that can help us, and after a short time, they want nothing to do with us. It's all your fault, Lunk, for arguing with me all the time.
Okay.
Wow, you're agreeing with me?
Well, no. But I'm not arguing.
But that makes me wrong, which means you're contradicting me by not contradicting me.
And with that lesson in passive aggression, I must respectfully ask the two of you to leave.
Well, thanks for having us, Acerak.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem. Well, as difficult as that was, I am happy that I enabled at least a little bit of evil today. Where before there was only a two-headed ogre in a cave arguing with themselves, now there is a two-headed ogre raiding a town. Or perhaps two towns. Grunk and Lunk, or Lunk and Grunk, or Glunk, fall into a typical pitfall of villains. We are so busy fighting for supremacy amongst ourselves that sometimes we just don't cooperate. That, I must say, is the one thing the do-gooders have on us. When they cooperate, they typically don't betray each other either. That's why I prize loyalty to my cause, above all else. I try to reward it. On that note, villains of all stripes and varieties, I ask you to come and cooperate with me. Let's collectively come together and make a show that explains the art of villainry to the naive. When we outline it so clearly, more will follow the left-hand path. Until next time, kill them all!